Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Thanksgiving Eve service. I'm glad that you're here for our time of singing and praying and sharing things, ways in which we've seen God at work in the last year, the last months, however back we feel like we want to go here. It's good to be together as God's people. We've got kind of a simple service plan tonight. We'll just walk through the way things are printed in the bulletin. Things should be up on the screen for reading along, and we'll just kind of continue on together. We'll open this evening by hearing God's call to worship from Psalm 9. Let's join together in this responsive reading. We will give thanks to you, Lord, with all our hearts. We will tell of all your wonderful deeds. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Let's join together in singing. We're going to sing, "This is my Father's world, and I love to tell the story." And let's rise in body or in spirit as we sing.
Right.
together. Let's join together in reading this litany from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! You, O Lord, are exalted forever. You may be seated. This evening, I'd like to read together a couple of psalms that deal with the topic of thanksgiving and also of telling the story of what God has done. So first we'll read from Psalm 135, and then we'll read from Psalm 65. Let's hear the word of the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And then from Psalm 65. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. This is God's word. We'll join together in singing once again. We're going to sing, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And as we sing, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," we'll also receive an offering of thanksgiving. Now, "Great is Thy Faithfulness" is number 348 in Lift Up Your Hearts. So that's the red book with the wheat pattern on the front. So number 348 in Lift Up Your Hearts, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And we'll sing all the verses. As Christians, we are people who believe in God, and we believe God's big story of his work in the world. God created the world completely good. He made human beings in his image to be his people. When we human beings fell into sin and turned away from God, God continued to uphold and rule his world and show his love and faithfulness to his people. God rescued his people from sin and death through the saving power of Jesus Christ, and continues to work out his redemption in every part of the world, around and among and through his people. God promises to make his creation new, to set all things right. We see part of this story in Psalm 135, when it talks about God choosing the Israelites to be his own people, delivering them from slavery in Egypt, and bringing them into their own land. These great actions also point us ahead to Jesus' even greater work, Jesus' work of choosing us as his disciples and God's own children, forgiving our sins and making us new so that we can live for and with him, promising to bring us into God's eternal kingdom. We give thanks for God's grand plans for his people and his world. We also give thanks for our own stories. The God who controls all things also works in our lives. We see his creating, sustaining, redeeming, and restoring power shining through and in and around us. Psalm 65 helps point us in this direction, praising the God who made the world for providing an abundant crop for another year of life. We see the goodness of God's creation when we put the bodies and the minds that he's given us to work in learning new skills or in solving problems. We see God's patient, faithful love when he exposes our self-centeredness and calls us back to him. When he reminds us that he keeps us safe in our daily activities, even though it can be so difficult for us to remember to thank him for that. We see the wonder of God's redemption and grace when he uses a devotional to assure us of his forgiveness, when he brings us peace in the midst of anxiety, when he rescues us from a time of financial trouble. We see God's renewing power when he strengthens us to respond with kindness to a coworker who's always criticizing us, or when he encourages us to avoid those parts of the internet that only make us complain more about other people. So this evening, let's thank God for his work in, among, and around us by sharing some of our own stories, what we're thankful for. Maybe you've already been thinking of something as the week has gone on, but if not, we've got a few questions to prompt our thinking. They're printed inside the bulletins. So how have you seen God's presence and or help during a difficult time this year? How has God answered your prayers this year? How has God blessed you and or given you joy this year? So we're going to share some stories, and we'll do it in a few different sections. We'll do some singing in between different times of sharing, just to sort of break things up, add some variety to our time together. So we've given sort of categories here to our sharing and talked about different kinds of stories, and you don't have to be really specific about trying to figure out where to share something. It's okay wherever you'd like to go. They don't have to fit exactly with the prompts we have here. They're just ways to kind of help us jumpstart our thinking. So we'll do some singing together, and then we'll have some time to pass the microphone around, and then we'll sing some more, and we'll share as much as we can. So let's begin our time together by singing verse 1 of Thanks to God. Those words are printed on the insert inside the bulletin. So have some time to share some ways we have seen God at work to bring salvation and peace, or ways that we've seen his presence and help. And I thought I would get us started before we pass the microphone around. So just to give you an example, a few months ago, I think it was in September, I was having one of those days where it just feels like you can't do anything right. And it happened to be one of our times to be doing services at the care center. And so I was leading through the message that I'd brought, and we got done, and a few of the residents at this care facility came and stopped me and said, I'm really grateful that you brought this message. This was really the words I needed to hear. And God kind of stopped me and shook me and said, it's okay, Brian. I can still use you, even though you're weak and sometimes it seems you can't do anything right. I can still use you. I'm still with you. And so I'd like to give thanks tonight for God's reassurance and God's presence with us. Does anyone else have something that you'd like to share? We can pass this red microphone around.
Yeah. Well, I was encouraged and thankful recently seeing how God is working in Lamar's. We have a couple of things going on that are looking really good. One is Youth for Christ. I was able to attend a banquet for that a couple weeks ago. And just very thankful to see how God is working and through the many people in Lamar's with our young people here. And our pastor is one of them, and I'm thankful that he took the initiative to do that and really made an effect on these kids' lives. And then also the new program LifeWise, which Tess works with, is that we started in our schools, and we're taking it's in the experimental stages, but Brian had told us about this a year or more ago, and I go, yeah, we'll see, but it's come about, and we've got that group started, and right now it's just first graders from one of the schools, but we hope to build that. So just thankful that God is present in Lamar's and working through the lives of our people to help our young people in Lamar's.
Yeah. It's probably something way different, but I do thank God for this. If any of you have gone down on 7th Avenue or 7th Street by my house, by the park, I woke up through the night last night and I looked outside because I thank God for the beauty. And the gazebo at the park is absolutely beautiful. I thank God for people who keep God's world beautiful.
I would like to thank God that we are still in our own home at the age we are, and we are relatively healthy and able to live by ourselves.
Thanks, Norma. All right, I think this is, Glenn's got one, okay.
I like the pastor did a nice job for tonight, so I love you, Dave. I help Dave every Monday through Friday, help clients get strapped in on the bus so we can just take off. So you guys have good Thanksgiving, and then tomorrow, my family will be coming from Minnesota, Omaha, and Sioux City, so we need to pray for them. So we'll have to keep in our prayers for him. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. All right, I think this is a good spot. We'll pause and we'll sing verse 2 of our song. All right, we've got some more time to share together. The prompt is for times we've seen God answering our prayers and showing his love. But again, anything that you'd like to share that you're thankful for is fine.
I'm thankful for our great-grandbaby, a little girl that was born the end of March. And she is doing well and a joy in our lives.
I'd like to thank God for my daughter Katie, her continue doing well from her cancer treatment a couple, 3 years ago. And also for my wife, Judy, who's 32 years cancer-free.
That's all right.
I just want to thank God for this church. I mean, wow, we've gone through a lot of different things. Here came the soup supper, and we wondered, how are we going to do this? But we did it. My goodness. So a big thanks for all of that and all the work that went into that and the fellowship and the you saw people that you hadn't seen for a while because we kind of were buckled in because of COVID and other things. And, that thing. And so thank you for being my church family. I'm thankful for my family, but just you are all special to me. Thank you.
While we're on the cancer theme, we'll just go. I had breast cancer about 11 years ago, and so every time I have any kind of flare-up, then of course I think it's coming back again, you know, and that kind of thing. Well, this summer I kind of had some thing going on with the lymph nodes and stuff, and so Christian music has always been a real comfort to me, and so a lot of times I listen to it on the radio, and this song, God turns it around, and he will turn it around, and I just kind of, okay, I just need to trust God and trust, and so he did turn it around, so I was very thankful for that, but there's lots of wonderful songs out there.
I thank God for the harvest we had again this year. Even though we had so little rain, it didn't look very good for quite a while, but we were definitely blessed. We have everything we need.
I In thinking of the theme of answered prayers, I was thinking of a couple of things that we prayed for a lot over the past year. One was for Jerry and Mary's grandson, Jacob Krause, and praying for months and months for his heart surgery and to hear how well things turned out and to have him in school and playing and doing well. We prayed for a long time, too, for Lori's daughter, Melody, and her grandson, Colton, and to hear about things going well with them and being able to be back at home together. And we're thankful for God answering our prayers as a body in that way. Let's join together in singing the last verse of our song, and then we'll have a little more time to share yet. And for our final time of sharing, the prompt is for God's blessings or moments of joy or unexpected hope. But anything that you have to share yet that you've thought of, we'd love to hear from you.
We, again, are always grateful for our family. We're all doing well, and we're grateful for that. And we have another grandson this year who is just a joy. So we just appreciate all that.
I get so much joy from my Sunday school class. The children just have so much enthusiasm. They love to learn about God, and it just makes me so happy. I'm so thankful.
Forty-five years ago today, I married this guy.
A number of years ago, this gal was born next to me. I could switch to unexpected surprises a little bit. Yeah. We took a vacation to Barcelona 1 year, and we were walking through a garden with trees, and it was a beautiful place to just reflect, excuse me, and I heard off in the distance an instrument that I had never heard before, and I thought, I wonder if that's what a 10-string lyre sounds like, and it was, and it was a blessing. So sometimes we do miss the little blessings and want to look for big things, but this was big enough to remember a long time.
as Steve said, our family is so important to us, and we are just so thankful also that God called us to adopt Common and Will, and they have been such a joy and a blessing to us. And also we just appreciate and thank the congregation here, how they have helped us in numerous ways, and they have blessed Common and Will, the congregation you have. And yeah, you were a blessing to Will and Common too, and we just thank you so much for all you did for us.
All right, I think we've heard from just about everybody in the room at this point, but if anybody has something, I don't want to cut you off too early. Okay. So having heard all these stories of God's work and God's goodness, let's come before God in a prayer of thanksgiving. Lord our God, we come before you tonight and we are so thankful. We are so thankful for the ways in which you are at work in and among and around us. We thank you for the ways in which you've answered our prayers over the past year. We think particularly of our prayers for Jacob and for Melody and Colton. But Lord, we know you've answered so many more prayers, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the blessings of your creation, for warm sunshine and colorful leaves, for the beauty of that first snow, for the smell of fresh rain. We thank you for hippopotamuses and emperor penguins, for hammerhead sharks and green frogs. We thank you for those who take care of your creation and keep it beautiful for us to enjoy, as Inez mentioned. We thank you for opportunities to do things and to be out in your world and active. We thank you for swimming and crocheting and playing instruments and hunting. We thank you for the families which you have blessed us with. We thank you for parents and grandparents, children and grandchildren, for brothers and sisters. We thank you for friends and mentors and colleagues who become like family. We thank you for the ability to rejoice together with brothers and sisters here in the birth of new grandchildren and great-grandchildren and remembering families growing not only recently but long ago, and for the blessing that our children are and the ability to be together as a church family. We thank you for the satisfaction of completing a project or another day at work. We thank you for the refreshment of good sleep, the relief of an extra day off, like many of us have here at Thanksgiving, for the joy of being able to contribute our talent and time and support to work in our church, in our community. We thank you for simple blessings, like clean water and hot meals, warm houses, clothing that fits, having an income, things that we maybe so often take for granted. We thank you that we can learn about you through the word as it is read and preached. We thank you that we can have fellowship with you, God, through prayer. We thank you that we can sing together and worship you. We thank you for ways in which we experience your grace through baptism, communion. We thank you for our church. We thank you for our friendships that we have together. We thank you for Sunday school and children's worship and the joy of seeing little ones come to know more and more about you. We thank you for VBS and the work that was done to put that together again this year after time off. We thank you for Bible studies and the women's groups and men's group and the fellowship and relationships that are built there. We thank you for the soup supper and the work that was done there and the ability to serve our community and to come together as your people. We thank you for our elders and deacons and all those who provide leadership in our church, and for those who serve and offer their talents in many ways. We thank you for other churches around us, here in town, in our classes, and in our denomination. We thank you for missionaries that go out near and far. We thank you for your church throughout the world, that we are part of something that is so much bigger than ourselves and that is focused on you, our Lord. We thank you for life. We thank you for bodies that heal and grow. We thank you for stories we hear of healing that you bring from cancer and from other diseases. We thank you for the new life that you give us in Christ, for the joy of loving God and others. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins, for our adoption as your children. We thank you for the promise of eternal life and hope for renewal. Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is with us at all times for his presence and his comfort. We thank you for the ways in which you give us strength to resist temptation, for the assurance of victory in Jesus, for love that is far greater than we could deserve or even fully understand. Lord, we thank you for the big story of your work in our world, that you've created and upheld this world, that you've remained faithful in the face of sin and rebellion, that you promised deliverance and chose a people as your own. We thank you especially for the coming of Jesus Christ, who became incarnate and lived among us, for his ministry, for his death and resurrection, for his ascension and reign, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and for Christ's coming return. Lord, we thank you that you will indeed complete all your plans. For the blessings that we've shared together and for so many more that we have not named, we thank you, Lord our God. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing together one more time. We'll sing, "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul." Please rise in body or in spirit as we sing. Brothers and sisters, as we go out, we go with God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for coming. Go in peace. Oh, we're going to sing again, I guess.